Hi, this is Paul Roberts, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of Security Ledger. I'd like to welcome you to our inaugural Security Ledger podcast, which is going to tackle the topic of web browser security. Web browsers like Microsoft's Internet Explorer, Mozilla's Firefox, and Google's Chrome are most internet users' front door. 10 years ago, we used browsers mostly for surfing the web, but today, they're the new operating system. We use them for everything from sending and receiving email, to paying our bills, to accessing applications and data at work, and in our personal lives. It should be no surprise, then, that web-based attacks are one of the main vectors for compromise online. Just this week, Security Ledger, among other outlets, wrote about a string of attacks on the employees of high-profile organizations like Facebook, Apple, and Twitter that relied on browsers that were configured to support Oracle's Java technology. To help us sort out why browser security is such a problem and what to do about it, we're going to be speaking with Wolfgang Kondek, the Chief Technology Officer at Qualys. He's going to bring us the latest data from BrowserCheck, a free service that Qualys offers that anyone can use to assess the security of their web browser. Wolfgang's a frequent speaker at security events and forums, including Black Hat, the RSA Conference, InfoSecurity UK, and the Open Group. He's also a contributor to the Laws of Vulnerability blog. Wolfgang, welcome to the Security Ledger podcast.
Paul, I'm really glad to be here and hope we had a good session.
Absolutely. We're excited to have you. I think a good place to start, Wolfgang, would just be to explain for those who are listening but who haven't gone to the BrowserCheck website exactly what the service is that you guys offer.
Yeah, sure, Paul. So BrowserCheck is a service that we host. It's free. The target is the end user. So the idea would be that the end user goes with his browser to browsercheck.qualys.com and kind of runs the analysis program that we host there and then gets an idea of how well his browser is configured, how updated it is. We provide some links on there to see so that the end user can kind of fix all the issues that we found. The basic idea behind this is that most attacks nowadays come through the browser, and that's where we see all the exploits kits going. That's where most of the movement is happening.
So what types of things do you check for with BrowserCheck?
So basically two things. That one thing is the browser itself. So there could be problems in the browser, typically things like maybe an outdated configuration or maybe an outdated version of that. And then the other thing that is over the last couple of years has become increasingly important are the plugins, just like you mentioned. So plugins are extensions to the browser. There's maybe, there's many, many plugins around, but maybe we track around 15 of them. And we want to make sure that you have the latest version of those plugins installed, because that's what if attackers have been going after increasingly. We've been running this for about 2 years. We roughly have over 2 million users on that. We see the browser population change, which is a good thing. So there's more people coming to us with modern browsers. So, for example, we see lots of customers or lots of users of this service using Firefox and Chrome browsers, even though we also have a large population of Internet Explorer users. And just an example there, Internet Explorer 9, just almost the newest version now, Internet Explorer 10 just came out, is the strongest represented there, which is actually really good news, because we consider Internet Explorer 9 to be a better tool than the older Internet Explorer 8 or 7 or even the older IE6.
You know, it's really funny. I look at the BrowserCheck data, and it shows that Internet Explorer 6 is still a fairly commonly used browsing platform. Why is that, given everything that we know about the security vulnerabilities of IE6?
Yeah, so I think our feeling there is that end users follow the suggestions given by the operating system vendors, so Windows in this case, Microsoft in this case, closer. So when you get offered an upgrade, you should go to this browser. They follow this, whereas in the enterprise or in organizations, they often say, no, let's evaluate, let's take a good look. Why should we do this? Is there anything broken with the old version? Why would we change anything with the existing configuration if that works well? applications that require these older browsers and have compatibility problems is also, we hear that every once in a while. But overall, our feeling is it's more that people are kind of satisfied with the current status and they don't see any change. They don't see the necessity to change anything.
Wolfgang, is it too simple to say that if you're using a newer version of a browser like Internet Explorer or Chrome or Mozilla, that you are more secure than if you're using an older platform like Internet Explorer 6?
Oh, yeah, I think you're totally right. So in general, newer browsers are safer, just from an architectural perspective. So many things that you could use to attack IE6 or IE7 won't work in IE9 and IE10 anymore. It has to do with memory allocation, randomization of memory. And in general, the construction of these newer browsers was done with security in mind already, whereas that's not really what happened when these older browsers were first introduced. There it was basically the enablement of web browsing to make everything work really well. And I think we're past that phase now. We know what works. We know where we have to go. But we also know that many attacks coming through the web browser and the more modern web browsers are better equipped with that.
So Qualys found that Java plugins were the worst offending plugins that people use in their web browser. Around 35% of the scans that you did found an offending Java plugin. And then the Adobe Suite, Reader, Acrobat, and Shockwave all were frequently found to be vulnerable. Why? We've heard a lot about Java in the last few months, but why Java? Why is that so often causing problems?
I think the main reason is that Java is a very complete and powerful programming language. So it's not like, let's say, Adobe Flash, which has a focus on interactive programs and maybe a lot of video showing, or Adobe Reader, that's basically its focus is PDF. Java is actually a complete programming language. You can do anything with it. That brings with it a lot of complexity. And we know that, you know, complex programs have more vulnerabilities inside of them than simpler programs. So I think that's kind of the effect that we're seeing here. Java being included in the browser, Java having vulnerabilities, and attackers increasingly focus on these vulnerabilities and abusing them.
You're listening to the Security Ledger podcast with our special guest, Wolfgang Kondek, the CTO of Qualys. Stay tuned. In the second half of our podcast, we're going to talk with Wolfgang about platform security, whether using Windows or OS X or Linux has any impact on web-based attacks and how vulnerable you are to them. We're also going to take a look at the enterprise and how organizations can address browser security within their own network and among their employees.